You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern parenting and today's nerdy generation.
Break it down one time.
And he's up there and he's in the zone.
We educate and entertain parents through board games, video games, tech discoveries, and STEM education. Inspiring a new generation starts now.
Welcome to the Geek Parent Radio. I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Ostetler. We'll be with you for the next 45 minutes to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, education, discoveries, and parenting in the digital age.
And actually, Mother's Day is this weekend. Any special plans?
It is.
You. So I guess there would be no sense in me asking, are there any special plans for moms in your life, Josh, this weekend?
Oh, probably just cooking out on the grill. And the kids, we've started or finished their part of the Mother's Day present for my wife and my mother. So.
Oh, you know, I have to admit, with as much of technology that we have going around these days, I think still to this day the best gifts are those that are made from the kids, whether it's made out of Legos or whether it's drawn or whether it is, technology that's put together from the kids, an animation or anything like that, the cards that sometimes my kids send me, those e-cards, and put their own faces in there. Those are the best. Those are really great Mother's Day gifts that I personally have always felt that means a lot to me. And I'm surprised, I'm not surprised that you're going to be cooking out again, because you did that on, was it Valentine's Day? And it was freezing, wasn't it?
It was a blizzard, and I was outside grilling in the blizzard. Yes.
Oh, you are such a good man.
And I made her a steak.
I bet you. And you what? Made her a steak?
And I made her a steak. You know, she made me a steak, and I made her a steak.
Aw. Oh, is that why she got you those Stormtrooper, those Star Wars socks there? To keep your feet warm
probably.
While you were making her steak.
Yep.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Well, this episode, we focus on moms, geek moms, savvy moms, moms on the go, busy moms, soccer moms, digital moms, and tech things that all moms should have. And tonight, we have a special guest with us to talk about a tech innovation that we featured actually on The Geek Parent this week as one of our top Mother's Day gifts. And with us is Rick Grego, am I saying that right, Rick?
Yes, it's Grego. You're correct.
Grego. I thought that I was, but I wanted to make sure. And now, Rick is actually the co-founder of Smart Tech Products and the makers of the Smart iReach. Rick, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We really relish the opportunity to be on the show, so thank you.
Great. And I have been playing around with the Smart iReach for a couple of weeks now, and this is fun. This is really fun. It's very, very addicting, you know. And my daughter, actually, she's 12. She's going to be 13. And as soon as she saw it, she was just jumping up and down, and she said, "Mom, my friends have this." And she said, "And this thing is great. It's so cool." And I said, "No, you can't have it. It's mine." So, in between being a mom and being a tween or a teen, the Smart iReach, absolutely wonderful idea. So tell us, Rick, what motivated you to come up with this Smart iReach idea? It's awesome.
Well, thank you. And my business partner, Jason Wyatt, and I had been working on it for some time, but the genesis of it was, about, believe it or not, 5 years ago, I had been looking for a device to accomplish a means of getting myself and my girlfriend at the time in a picture And I really got tired of tripods because the tripods, even if they were really well developed, people would cut in front of the picture. You know, I was visiting Orlando at the time, and you know, the tourists are kind of moving back and forth. And I hunted down this thing, which at the time was known as a monopod for digital cameras. And you'd set the self timer, and you'd set it up, and it was a really intriguing little gadget. And about 2 years after that, as smartphone cameras developed much better resolution on the front and the back-facing camera, I scouted around eBay because I noticed there was a thread in this monopod that I could screw something into, and I found a really kind of makeshift little bracket where I could pop my phone in and use that same self-timer feature to use it. And it occurred to me after using it several times that there were some shortcomings. And some of the key shortcomings are what really birthed between myself and Jason the innovation that went into the Smart iReach. And so probably at that point, about a year prior to anyone even hearing in the U.S. what a selfie stick was, we had already undergone looking at what we wanted to do better or differently. So the thought was three things really rung out very clearly. Number one, it's kind of ugly and industrial looking. This monopod thing, you know, is reminiscent of a golf club. It's made of aluminum, so it's quite heavy. And those things are very unattractive from a user perspective. The second thing was, even if I fully retracted this telescoping wand that I was carrying, I could never fit it into anything. It wouldn't fit in my pocket comfortably. It wouldn't fit in my backpack without sticking out because the bracket didn't really fold in any fashion. It was a static piece. It always got caught on something. And so I said, well, that's another definite change that, you know, I would want to make. And then lastly, I was always basically beholden to the timer. I had to always wait 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, Rick blinked. Let's take another one. Okay, retract right. The device, re-timer, pull the device back out to extend it, and wait again. And so there was a lot of tedium associated with this experience. So as I experienced this, I brought it to my business partner, Jason. I said, Jason, I think that we can collaborate here and come up with something that's actually innovative around this product. And there were several at that time in Asia and in England, and they were just making their way into Australia as well under this monopod moniker that soon became the term selfie stick. And so that was the genesis of, okay, how do we innovate and reimagine what's very functional but really not very fashionable or practical for a user? And it started there.
So now this is basically just for taking kind of selfies. I mean, it's what it's designed for. But if you noticed, are they more females and teens or moms buying this, or, you know, statistic wise, what is your guys's, what type of customer are getting this? Do you guys know?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's interesting you say that because even though the word or the product category selfie stick seems to be the thing that people recognize now in the U.S., we've actually tried to change the conversation. We felt strongly that group selfies and using this device as a means of bringing people together and not just selfies alone would kind of be our jumping off point. So we really wanted to, as the term selfie stick had, you know, camps both pro and con, and some claimed, you know, gosh, selfies are so narcissistic, and we said, well, let's slow down here and reevaluate. This is an opportunity, regardless of age, to be able to capture that moment at the family event or at the outing or at the recital or at the beach or on vacation. This is not a selfie device in and of itself. It's a means to bring groups, families, friends together and capture the moment. And so you're right. Initially, we thought, well, even though that's the message, more than likely we're going to see female teens jump on this product and buy it up. What was surprising was the data showed us something quite different. The people who really liked it were the couples, the families, and believe it or not, retirees who were traveling and said, you know, I'm always the one taking the photo. I'm never in it. This device is a godsend. Or when we go on vacation, if the waiter takes the picture and it's blurry, we're embarrassed to ask again. So we're left with blurry memories of a restaurant we wanted to capture, that moment we wanted to capture. So to answer your question, is there a female teen population? Yes. But arguably, there's probably more that are 20, 30, 40, and 50-something that are more apt to buy our products because of the ease of use, which is one of the key components we started the discussion with to integrate, and then the fact that if you're taking the picture, you're not in it. And so we saw quite a dichotomy in that. We thought we'd just see one kind of group emerge, and we saw this whole retirement and traveler group kind of emerge from the fold as we promoted it both online and at a variety of events. And so and just to put a bow on that, one of the things that we feel was integral in that development process was we did something nobody else did. People were very happy to take an existing product, put a box on it as a me-too product, and kind of move it out there. And what we had said is, well, let's bring it out to the consumers who would be the users. What do you like? What don't you like? So we actually went through two different prototype phases before we came up with the Smart iReach. So we're obviously tickled when Kat said this is so fun to use, because that was really the goal, is make it easy, fun, mm-hmm. and super portable and much more lightweight than what was out there. And we really see that the consumer public is really standing up and cheering because we've been able to design it in a way that is really more, to borrow a phrase, Apple-esque than any other offering out there that's much more inexpensively made and doesn't have a lot of those differentiators.
Right.
And it really becomes, I mean, it's a family device, because, I mean, I know for a fact it's difficult to get a family of six in one picture when you're
exactly.
holding it at arm's reach. And if you do it any other way, we went to Disney World last year, and you mm-hmm. have your camera, and it's like you have to go ask a stranger. And in today's day and age, you don't know if they're going to run off with your camera, or like you said,
great point.
You could get a bad picture, and you're too embarrassed, or you just find the next person, and then you're just going down the line to, hey, can you get
mm-hmm.
my picture? Hey.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly. Well, no, you're spot on. That's exactly what we aim to do, is eliminate all of that with the Smart iReach. And you bring up another good point, probably mostly with our female audience, is we hear from a lot of females, it's all about the angle when they're taking, you know, the girls' night out shot. It's got to be the right angle. So the huge advantage of the Smart iReach is the button that's located on the handle is very easy to depress consecutively. So what we've gotten great feedback on is, you know, I've seen things like, you know, other attempts at this, and the button is either too hard to push or the product is just made cheaply and breaks. Yours is not only made well, but I can press it like 10 times inside of 2 seconds, grab 10 consecutive photos, and select the best one, and then socially share that right on my phone to my Instagram, to my Twitter account, to my Facebook. And so it
mm-hmm.
really integrates, for those who are into social media, an opportunity to take the best photo and not be stuck. And for those of us who like to have that gallery to share later on, or to, you know, put into greeting cards or postcards, or just to peruse with family, it's much easier to be able to grab the very best shot because you're able to take consecutive photos from the Smart iReach.
Very cool. I mean, and that's basically what kind of distinguishes you guys from a lot of the other products. But is there anything else that you got that you haven't mentioned that, you know, differentiates the Smart iReach from other just, I'm going to use the term, selfie sticks on the market?
Sure. Absolutely. Actually, one that I alluded to but really didn't walk through completely or more comprehensively is the bracket, which Kat has had the experience. So the brackets that are out there, regrettably, are one piece. There's nothing that really folds away to make it more compact, more portable, and easier to tote. So I think one of the hallmarks of the Smart iReach is it's the only product that folds down, so the bracket folds into itself, but is also more durable in terms of its tensile strength and is arguably more secure than the products that are out there, which is another great piece of feedback we've gotten from everything from feedback from the blog site or from our reviews, is the security of that phone in that device compared to other quote-unquote selfie sticks. So the fold-in bracket is a huge factor. The fact that it's only 5.6 ounces, that it's so very lightweight compared to other products that aspire to be like it, it's literally one-third of most of the products out there in terms of its weight. So it makes it very easy to carry. People are very surprised because it looks very fashionable. It looks so durable and fashionable. I think it's going to be a little heavy, but because it's carbon fiber, it's much lighter. And frankly, we think it looks kind of cool. It doesn't have that aluminum golf club look. It's kind of a nice shiny black lacquer pole. So people have said that what I like about it is it's less obtrusive to use than, you know, some of the offerings that, that are that shiny metal that seem to really be a bit of an eyesore. So we've had that. I think the last thing that we found, and again, it's so funny when you bring a product to market and you have a perception of who's going to buy. There are so many neat applications that we never thought about. Jason and I would have never imagined initially that people would have said, well, I want to use this because I go to I fish, and I want to, and I'm the only one on the boat. So I want to use this to grab that shot of me and my fish on the boat. Or we had one person that said, I love it because I go on these storage auctions, and you're given about 10 seconds to peek into the storage unit to see what's available. So because your button is so easy to use, I snap about 10 or 15 pictures, and I get a bunch, and I review them quickly, so by the time the auctioneer is ready, I have a much better insight of what's inside that storage unit. We would have never come up with that on our own, you know?
Right.
So just wonderful stuff.
And, you know, Rick, you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned that. And I think this isn't just for girls, of course, in terms of taking pictures. But, for instance, my son is very particular about how his picture is taken. But you hit the nail on the head when you said there's certain angles and certain ways that, that you want your picture taken. And I take pictures galore. In fact, I've taken maybe 700 to 1,000 pictures in Disney World and over the time. But, you know, I think I may be in two or three of those pictures, honestly, because you know, I don't have, like Josh said, you don't want to give your camera to somebody else and ask them to take the picture all the time. So I'm not in a lot of my pictures. But if I do have somebody take a picture for me, I'm very, very particular about how I am, how I look in that picture. And I don't, you know, and I don't mean to sound vain, and I don't think anybody does, but you are particular about yourself when you take pictures, and especially selfies. And so I think with the selfie stick, it just works out great because, you know, you can kind of move yourself to the side a little bit, or you can put your hair in a certain way, and you can see that. Instead of, you know, asking somebody, okay, is my hair out of my face, right? Do I look okay?
Right.
You can actually see that. And I think that works out great.
You're spot on.
Right. And that's what I loved about it. And my daughter and I do selfies all the time. We love selfies, and we love taking selfies. And you know, the great thing about this is I took this to New York City with me. We went to New York City, and I took the Smart iReach to New York City, and we were able to get some shots of all of us by the World Trade Centers. And not only that, but cosplay. We do a lot of cosplay as our family, and it's so hard to get the entire family that looks like Star Wars all dressed up into this one picture. You know, so the Smart iReach was absolutely wonderful. But I'm wondering are you considering expanding this for maybe a tablet? Because I know some people don't have the phones, or they like to use their tablets. Are you considering maybe making it wider? Or, I mean, what are some ideas that you might? Is that something on your list?
That's a great question. We have not looked into the tablet space per se, because the tensile strength on the bracket would be a bit of a redesign. But I will say this, that because of the Bluetooth aspect of what we provide, what some people have done that we thought was a pretty creative alternative is if you fully collapse the unit and the Bluetooth is active for, let's say, an Apple iPad, it will still work on the Apple iPad camera up to 30 feet away or on the Samsung tablet camera up to 30 feet away. So what they're doing is they're just propping up that particular tablet and still utilizing the Bluetooth aspect of our device as kind of something that they would hide under the table or behind their back, if you will, or make sure that it's inconspicuous, but then still use the button to actuate the camera shutter and be able to take those photos. So the answer is no, we don't have anything on the table specific to tablets, but people have become pretty creative of our existing device and basically use it as a remote Bluetooth shutter.
That's amazing. I did not know that at all. I think that is just another reason for me to take selfies. So,
great.
Josh is going to get sick of me posting selfies on Facebook.
Well, I'll tell you, we are tickled with your response, Kat, and it's been, you know what's refreshing is we've had not one return since we started this business, and that's to get accolades and no returns or nobody saying, hey, this is not, you know, not as advertised. I mean, we've had just wonderful, glowing reviews, and it's been a real joy to see how the consumer public has received us. And the other thing that's exciting now that we're moving into in terms of vertical markets is the way we designed this bracket was very specific. If you'll notice, and for those of you, the consumer audience who hasn't seen it, I'm sure you'll be able to kind of share with them the website later on. It's an opaque bracket that has about a 1.5 by 2.5 surface to it to hold the phone. So when it's fully folded down, it's kind of looking back at you. And we thought, what a great little mini billboard for logos, for branding, for people who want to etch something into that bracket. Mm-hmm. So we are now looking at markets, corporate markets, hospitality markets, travel markets, real estate markets that go, this is the perfect thing for me, not only to use in my business, but let's use a real estate example. You buy your new home, you take a few pictures with the Smart iReach, and everybody's all smiles in front of the house, and then they fold it all up, and here is the real estate agent's logo and name on the device, and that agent says, and I want you to have this to capture all your memories in your new home. This is on me. And so now they've got something
great.
That's a keepsake of that's reminiscent of the brand they use, be that with their new car, their new home, whatever the application is. But the brands are saying, this is a trending item that we have not seen anybody craft in a way where we could get our logo in and really show it prominently enough where our customer would walk away and really remember us. You're the first one to start to design it in this fashion. So that's a very exciting new vista that we're looking at in the months ahead as well.
Well, you know, Rick, that is an absolutely wonderful idea because we own a travel trailer. You know, we like to do a lot of that glamping and travel. I mean, this is advice for those who travel. And, we were a military family for 40 years. So traveling has been a big part of our life, and we were never able to get pictures of the entire family everywhere we went. But now with the selfie stick, this would be wonderful for military families. I mean, just, you know, the way that they travel, with the amount of times they travel, and then, you know, people who travel in their travel trailers as well. So I think that branding is right on, and I really wish you luck with that, and I really hope you keep me informed with how the progress is going, because this is just an amazing device.
Yeah, we'd love to, and we're excited about the momentum that we've got. We're excited that we launched the product during Oscars week in Hollywood, and we had people like, Patricia Arquette and Adrian Brody and other people actually using the product at an event, in a pre-Oscar event during Oscars weekend.
Right.
It was we were just blown away with their reception of it. And that celebrity cachet rolled over into another celebrity event, tennis match, and Kevin Hart fell in love with it, and Justin Bieber got one. And it was just neat to see that whether you're a Hollywood star or whether you're that person capturing the everyday adventure, that Smart iReach fits the bill for capturing those moments, be it video or photo, because it does do both, and it's just been really an exciting journey.
I am so glad that I was able to experience this, Rick. I really appreciate it. Tell us where the listeners can get their own Smart iReach.
Okay, great. You can go to www.smartireach.com, just like it sounds, the word smart and I, the letter I, reach. All one word, smartireach.com. And we have those available currently in three colors, white, black, and pink. And, of course, we're going to put on a little bit of a Mother's Day special, seeing that you guys have kicked off your Mother's Day broadcast. We do have a Mother's Day special where we've reduced the price on our pink unit a little bit more substantially. So there's a discount allowance that will be provided to your listeners there through May 10th. And thank
Perfect.
You so much for walking through this with us. It's just been wonderful.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Yes, thank you, Rick. I might have to hit that deal up and get an extra little present for my wife, because I can't have all the fun.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, you know you're going to end up in those pictures somehow, Josh. I mean, it's only a matter of time.
Yep, definitely.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Rick.
Thank you so very much. Thank you both, Josh and Kat. I appreciate the opportunity.
You have a nice night.
All right, you as well.
You know, Josh, he is such a laid-back guy. And to have him develop something like this that is so fun. And, you know, and I'm not being stereotypical here, but I love the fact that a man can understand selfies, you know, because there's so many women, you know, you probably have your daughter and your wife taking more pictures than, you know, than you do. And just like, hey, I take more pictures than my husband does. But it's not the fact that it's, you know, I don't want to be in it. It's the fact that we couldn't be in it. So it's just amazing. I love that his enthusiasm. And if you haven't tried one of these selfie sticks before, the Smart iReach is the stick to try. And you can get that again at smartireach.com, and we will have that up on our website. And, in fact, if you are still searching for that perfect Mother's Day gift for that geeky mom this year, you're tiptoeing around and you're trying to find out, what can I get my nerdy mom, my geeky mom? You can visit www.thegeekparent.com and click Nerdy Gifts for Geek Moms on Mother's Day under $50. And in fact, the Smart iReach selfie stick is listed on there as one of our top nerdy gifts. And from one geek mom to another, these are pretty cool gifts. But if you aren't going to buy one of the gifts that I've suggested, here's CNET. They have some pretty good gifts too.
From the time you were born, mom showered you with tech. She sanctioned your first video game, connected you to the internet, and if you were lucky, even hooked you up with your first cell phone. This Mother's Day, it's mom's turn to be cool. If you've caught your mom using her phone as a boombox more than once, it's time to upgrade her with a wireless Bluetooth speaker. Check out the Bose SoundLink Color. With 8 hours of battery life and 5 colors to choose from, mom can bring the party everywhere she goes in style. Now might also be a good time to transition mom into e-books. Ditching paperbacks could take a little convincing, but once she's on board, she'll appreciate being able to carry a huge library of books in a single lightweight device. The Kindle Paperwhite is our favorite choice thanks to its built-in light, fast processor, and best-in-class ecosystem. Now might also be a good time to wean mom off of her 5-year-old smartphone. Maybe in her world that's perfectly acceptable, but you know better. Enter the Galaxy Note. A 5.7-inch screen gives her plenty of room to multitask, and a built-in stylus will finally let her send you those heartfelt handwritten notes you've been asking her for. How about all those times mom chauffeured you around from school to games and to your first concert? Maybe it's time to make mom the coolest driver in town with the Mercedes-Benz GLA 250. It's compact but spacious, with a refined interior and plenty of cargo space. Plus, she'll love being able to kick back while adaptive cruise control and automated parking take some of the stress out of her day. Finally, if your mom is the fitness type, why not deck her out with the newest wearable out there, the Apple Watch? It'll track her steps, measure her heart rate, and with its built-in media player, she can even use it to listen to her favorite tunes or podcasts. And with the Apple Watch launching just weeks before Mother's Day, you can almost guarantee she'll be the first on the block sporting Apple's first wearable.
And now we're on to App of the Week. And my App of the Week is a little photo book app. It's called Mosaic Photo Books, and it's by Interactive Memories. It is on the App Store. I don't know if it's an Android, though. But what this app is you take 20 photos from either Facebook or your phone or what have you, and you choose those 20 photos, and it makes a little photo book for you that you can purchase for, it comes out to about $30. And it's just a little keepsake for all your pictures that you take on your phone that you probably never get printed out. So, I mean, it gives you kind of something physical to look at.
I hope my mother-in-law is listening to you.
Because we both know, and all the listeners know, we have hundreds of pictures on our phone, and that's where they sit. And
right.
If the end of the earth ever comes, or we have a natural disaster and lose all technology, well, we've lost all the precious pictures. So.
I love this. This is, now, can you said you can get them printed out?
Yeah, that's basically all, that's what it is you open up the app, you pick 20 pictures, and they print out a little photo book with you and a little mosaic tiles, and it's $25 plus shipping, so.
Oh, wow, so they put it all together for you then?
Yep, $25, you get a fully printed book.
See, I need to do that because I'm telling you, I have some, like you said, we have so many pictures and we just never really get around to having them printed. And you know what, Josh? I have tons of pictures from years of us traveling before we had kids. And then, you know, obviously before this technology came around, we're telling our age here, aren't we? We didn't, you know, we used those regular Polaroid cameras and things like that. So I have tons of pictures, but now, since we've had these mobile devices and everything, I don't think I have a single one printed out. I mean, this is a great idea. It really is. And $25 is not bad at all.
No, not for a printed book that you know, a little keepsake, you know, say your Disney World trip. You know, you picking out 20 pictures. I don't know if you can do more or not. I haven't honestly purchased one yet. I played around with the app. I got to the purchase part, but I've never actually bought it. And I'm sure you can put more pictures in it. But you know, separated books into, you know, Disney World or
right.
You know, Christmas 2015, you know, thinking ahead.
Exactly. Now where is this? Is this on the Apple? Apple only?
It is on the App Store. I don't know if it is more than that, but I can tell you here in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
And it's called Mosaic Photo Books by Interactive Memories. So if you're looking for it, we will have the link on the website, but it's called Mosaic Photo Books by Interactive Memories.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's for more than – I see it's Apple, and that's where it's got a lot of everything. So.
Right, so it's probably
– so.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll try to find out that, and then we'll put the. But we will have that link for that app on the website this week. And also, in kind of in conjunction with yours, my app of the week is TimeHop, and I know you use this, and I use
this. I do.
In fact, I have quite a few, but I just don't. You know, I don't end up posting a lot of them because I have so many pictures. But TimeHop is for both iOS and for Android, and it helps you celebrate the best memories of the past. It's kind of like a throwback Thursday, but it's every day. So what it does is it connects with your Facebook, with your Instagram, Twitter, Flickr, Google,
Dropbox.
Photos. Yes, exactly, Dropbox. And it connects with all of that. So anywhere you have your pictures stored or any, you know, updates or anything like that, TimeHop will go through that and connect it. And then on certain days, it'll send you a little notification, a year ago today or, you know, 4 years ago today. And it really does throw you back because you completely forget after having, say, Facebook or Google Picasa for 10 years, you forget how many photos you have uploaded, and then when it sends you something, you're like, whoa, look at how small my kid was.
Yeah, I get to occasionally get a little teary-eyed looking at TimeHop.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, and then sometimes you get a kick out of some of the, you know, some of the ones that you've posted up there 4 years ago, and you're out and you have like some Irish hat on for St. Patrick's Day and everything. And I'm like, is that Josh?
Hey, I don't remember that picture. No, literally, I don't remember that picture.
I remember. I wonder why you don't remember that picture. But Time Hop, yeah, Time Hop's a good one, as well as Mosaic Photo Books. I would highly recommend those two apps because they're really worth it, especially for moms, because moms, we always like to have our memories for Mother's Day.
All right, and this week's Tech of the Week. Now, picture this. You get mom. This is something I do for my mom every year, just on top of everything. It's just kind of my personality. I always get my mom flowers, but I don't get her cut flowers. I get her flowers she can plant. And inevitably, I love my mom to death, but sometimes she puts them out on the deck and forgets to water them. I've done the same thing too. I can't lie. But it's, you know, it happens. You forget about watering it. You don't know how to take care of it. You know, you get your significant other, your mom, somebody, a plant, and they're not sure how to take care of it. Well, scouring the Kickstarter pages this week, and I found one called Planty. And what Planty is, it is a little smart flowering or flower pot. You pour water in, you plug it in, and it has a little reservoir that keeps the water, and you can have it to where you have an app on your smartphone. You hit the button and it waters your plant. It tells you how much water is in your plant, the percentage of how moist the soil is. It tells you the temperature of the soil. It tells you that I think the nutrient count of your soil. It tells you all these different things to really connect you to your plant and keep your plant alive. So it is a very cool little Kickstarter. Now, these guys, I believe, are out of South Korea, but they do sell to the U.S., and you can find them by just going to Facebook, and in your little search bar, if you type in Planty Garden, it's Planty Garden, then you can go to them, and then it gives you a little link to their page where you can support the Kickstarter. I don't remember off the top of my head. I think it's like $69 or something to get the plant. It could be $100. See, the $89 are all gone, $99s. Retail price is going to be $149 when it's available. So it is, I mean, it's a little – it's not your average – flower pot, so and that's why the price is where it is. But and heck, it's a self waterer, so yeah, you can't beat that. But it's
this
a very cool
really
little...
neat.
That's so very very cool.
Yeah, I like this, and you know what, Josh, that you're so right. I'm the type. See, I have to have the plants right here next to me. You've seen pictures in my house and everything. I have plants, but I have to have them right near me, or they have to be within sight when I'm going in and out of the house in order for me to remember that I have to water them. And this is just a great idea. And the pot itself is really kind of modern. It really would fit in with our decorating ideas. I really like this.
It would.
This is really neat. And you can do it.
Go ahead.
You can do this through your app, too, so that's what works out really nice.
I mean, that's where it basically all is. I mean, the app connects you to the plant, and you can tell all the sorts of different things within the app. You like I said, your moisture levels and all these other little things. So it's a very cool little app, especially for anybody that's, you know, into plants, and maybe they have a plant that takes a little bit more delicate raising, then this would be the perfect thing. You know, when you're buying a $100 bulb, $149 flower pot's nothing.
Exactly, exactly. And we do that, too, with the bulbs as well. We end up spending quite a bit of money on bulbs, so might as well do that for the potted plants, too. I like this idea. Thank you, Josh.
Ooh.
And we've only got about 5 minutes left here, but we, Josh and I want to take a moment here and share with you a story or a memory about a mom, a special mom in our life. And right now, I want to actually take the time to thank my mother-in-law. I know, and obviously I thank my mother as well, but my mother-in-law is a wonderful woman. We have been married for 23 years, my husband and I, and during that time, my husband has been deployed several times being military, and I had practically had to raise my three children alone in areas without family or friends around, and I have two autistic children as well, and on top of working and so forth, it's become very, very hectic and very heavy for me to deal with being almost like a single parent. But my mother-in-law was always there for me. Now, she also had her son.
Hello, Kat. I think we lost Kat. Maybe she was going to make a phone call. I'm just going to continue on for a second. We'll see if she connects. I just want to say I actually have two moms that I'm going to say thank you. That is my mother, my actual mother, whom I wouldn't be the man I am today without her. And then my wife, because, again, I wouldn't be the man or the father that I am without her. She is an excellent mother to my children, so, and I really couldn't ask for anything more than to have her. Share my life.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Did I get disconnected? I was in the middle of saying that I loved my mother-in-law. That's typical, isn't it? I think she was listening to me and was like, don't tell everybody that. We already know that you love me. But, Josh, I'm sorry about that. You can hear me now, though, can't you?
I can hear you, and that's all right. I just told everybody about my mom, you know, interrupted you. You do it to me. So I figured, hey, this is a good opportunity to do it to you.
Happy Mother's Day, Kat.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
That's all right. I think you have a wonderful family too, Josh, and I wish your mother and your wife a happy Mother's Day as well. And I apologize that we got cut off, but that's pretty much the end of our show anyways. And gosh, time goes by so fast. Thank you for allowing us into your homes and your office this evening. Links, photos, and more from what we discussed today are going to be on our website at thegeekparent.com. And happy Mother's Day to all of our moms.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. You can keep updated with our discussions, upcoming guests, and future topics on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Just visit our website and click the social media link.
Enjoy the rest of your week, and we look forward to talking again right here every Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Apologies again for the technical issues. It does happen. Technology is not perfect. But I'm Kat Mahoney, signing off.
And I'm Josh Hosteller. See you next week. Same geek time, same geek channel.